And I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Judy Pearson Wright and Jeannie Cornelius. They are with the Dixon Animal Protection Society. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So, Dixon, New Mexico, a very small town, lots of great stuff going on there, including its own Animal Protection Society. What kind of things were going on that led such a society to form in the first place?
I moved there almost 31 years ago, and it was a rough area. I had worked with a Humane Society in Georgia and thought I would move to an area that was a little more spiritual. I found out differently. I found my first cat in the dump, and we lived near the dump, and it just grew from there, and it just mushroomed into something that was almost out of control. And when we first started, I was taking in about 80 animals a year just in the Dixon area, and then we started a spay-neuter program, and our numbers went down in half, then we ran out of money, and it went back up again, and it's just grown by word of mouth through the northern communities. It's very poor. And that's what I realized. I remember driving by someone's house, and they had a dog. This was at the beginning, with a broken leg. And I said, would you like me to take your dog to the vet? And they said, what is a vet? That's where it started.
Oh, boy.
And it grew and grew and grew. And we pay for over 100 spays and neuters every year and about $25,000 in emergency vet care for people who can't afford it. We're a 24-hour hotline.
So everyone knows what a vet is now?
We're having a shot clinic next weekend, a discount shot clinic at bringing a vet to Dixon for people who can't take their dogs to vets for discount shots.
When you have a situation like that, you not only have to deal with raising money to pay for things, but you have to deal with the mentality, which is a really, that's its own challenge.
That's a huge challenge.
And you know what I've learned is that people in the area, there's no money up there. This is north of Santa Fe, and people really want to do the right thing. There's a lot of things with pride, saying, asking for money, I need help. But since I live sort of on the edge like everybody else, it's not quite as an embarrassment for them to come and talk to me about it. And I teach school there, so I know their friends. I've been around for so long that everybody kind of knows me as a Dixon dog lady.
Right.
And I think the fact that I respect their life and they respect me, and we're all in this together, and we're really trying to do best by the children and the dogs.
Right.
And the cats and the horses and the rescued goats and the rabbits that we have helped with through all these years.
So it's important not to be some outsider coming in and telling people what to do. That tends not to work very well here in northern New Mexico.
They have their own ways, and I respect what they've done, and I respect their lives. And I think when we have a mutual respect going on, we can get a lot more done. I must say, I used to get mad, but I would yell at the wall instead of the people. We also provide dog houses and food, and I have built pens for people who can't afford it, bought fencing, anything I can do to alleviate the suffering for the animals.
So have you always been a dog person, an animal person?
No. I've always been an animal person. I was quite the cat person. And I just found, I do both, cats and dogs. My highest number of dogs was 47, and at the same time had 20 cats, all in my three-room house. So I just do whatever. Now I have a greater appreciation for dogs, because I didn't have them for a long time. So, it's harder to see abandoned cats, because they do run away. We have a heart traps that I loan out or have gone and sat on the side of the road to help catch, abused or frightened animals. So
it's hard work. It's really tough work because it never ends.
Never.
You don't finish the project. No. There's always more stray animals being born and more abused animals.
And it's gotten better. And you're probably, from listening to Jeannie speak, or getting the idea that she's been a one-woman rescue for the last 30 years, which is pretty much true. There are people in Dixon who have helped by fostering animals, but she's really done this pretty much on her own, and that's kind of where I come in, because we moved to Dixon a little more than a year ago, but I've known about Jeannie and her work through friends for almost a decade, I guess, now. And she's been doing this for 30 years and is getting a little burned out, as you can imagine. So our effort now is to build some awareness outside the Dixon community. And just recently, I've been working with Stray Hearts in Taos, fostering a blind dog who now needs some life-saving surgery. He'll get that next week. So we're, you know, Jeannie's well-connected in northern New Mexico, but there hasn't really been a lot of collaboration, and there hasn't been a lot of support. So then that's partly what this event is coming up in October.
Ah, yes, the event coming up. And it's the first annual Doggy Styles, which is Saturday the 13th of October in Dixon. So this is a dog fashion show and silent auction, and it's a fundraiser for Dixon Animal Protection Society. And lots of good stuff like dog fashions, is that what it is?
There's a company in Peñasco called Upcycled Fashions, and they've been in business for a few years. They take donated and thrift store clothing, cut it up, redesign it, and make fabulous, I mean, beautiful clothing, and reasonably priced. And my dog background, as a kid, we weren't allowed pets. We did have a worm we named Stretchy. Stretchy wasn't as stretchy as we thought, so then Stretchy was two worms. But So in my adult years, making up for lost time. But I volunteered for years at the Austin Humane Society in Austin, Texas. And they do a fabulous fashion show every fall. But it's really more about the people than it is about the dogs. And it's a rather expensive show. And it's just not something that would work in our communities. And I thought, well, what if we flip it? What if we make this an affordable show and more about the dogs? So I contacted my friend Jean up at Upcycled. And I said, would it be possible for you guys to make some dog clothes out of the scraps left over from your Upcycled Fashions? And Jean said, that's so funny. I just registered Pupcycled Fashions. So they were on the same wavelength.
That's great.
Going to make designer dog clothes. Again, very affordable. So, yes, the focus will be on the dogs, and the dogs and the models will be wearing coordinating outfits, all in a fall color theme.
So you've got dogs in autumn colors.
We've never been this upscale, I can tell you that. Ever. We're thrilled.
I just feel the cuteness all the way from here.
We've had a couple of previews. Jean did have one model at the end of a show up in Peñasco, just come down the little runway walking a dog. It was hysterical. This promises to be, I mean, beautiful clothing, but really fun. We have a friend who's a real music guru, and he is putting together a soundtrack based either on each dog's... Each dog is a rescue, either from the Dixon and Buda Valley area, or like our dogs are from Rhode Island and Texas. And so each dog has a story, so the music either is based on the dog's name or the dog's story. And so
Do you know the song, You Come From Rhode Island?
No.
We'll have to get that for you.
Okay.
In any case, and so there's all sorts of, okay, so dog fashions and all sorts of lovely items for the silent auction.
Incredible donations on the silent auction. All of it is on our website, which is dapsnm.org, dapsnm.org.
And that stands for Dixon Animal Protection Society. And there is virtually no paid staff. As you said on your site, there's occasionally you pay a teenager to do some
little poop patrol.
Yeah, a little bit of work there. But basically, it's an all-volunteer organization, which means that all the money goes straight to the animals and people who need it.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes. No one gets paid.
No one gets paid. And you do this from the love of animals that you have in your heart. So do you feel like, I mean, you say it's gotten better. Do you feel like the community has really changed and embraced
such a change. When you're in a small place for 30 years, I was part of the group who took over the Espanola shelter a long time ago when they used to, it was not a good place. And they've done wonderful things. We still collaborate with them. I mean, we talk back and forth. We try to work with bridging the worlds another right. group. I have money. Do you need this? That we really try to work with all the shelters and the rescue areas. We're all in this together, and it's not like we're trying to hoard the money for ourselves. Like if I get a grant, I might call someone and say, I have a little money. Do you need help? And vice versa. So I see that we're all working for the same thing in northern New Mexico. And like I say, in a small place, you really see the difference. I had 4 abandoned dogs called last year, but hundreds of money going out, thousands of money going out for the emergency vet care. Mm-hmm. Part of that is they receive the money. They have to have their animals spayed and neutered. So it gets two, you get two things done at once. And so people from the mountains, like people I have to call, and people are speaking for them because they don't speak English. And the word of mouth up in these northern communities that are kind of isolated has been amazing. We get callbacks. You remember me from 12 years ago? You helped me with my dog? So those kind of things. I see a huge difference. And the people in Dixon are wonderful and very patient about it. And the artists have been wonderful donating their work to help us out, because I think everybody feels better about the fact that we don't have as many strays running around up in the area.
I think animal people, and I don't want to overgeneralize it, but I've noticed this with veterinarians too. There's a sense of cooperativeness. Mm-hmm. Like at the vet clinic that I take my dogs to, if there's a question about an animal, all the vets consult with each other about mm-hmm. it. And these different animal organizations are all calling each other, and they all know each other, and they don't seem to be overly competitive about their own little organizations. And that's a beautiful thing. And I think animal people have a lot of lessons to teach the rest of the world.
I just say the vets up in our area who do work with Dixon Animal Protection.
Incredible.
They'll run. They say, don't worry. We know you'll pay us someday. They'll run tabs forever in order to keep an animal from suffering. So I'm really grateful for that, the trust that they have in us, that we will come up with the money one way or another.
Or, like, we have the blind foster dog that's our collaborative effort with Stray Hearts. It's a $4,000 surgery, and we said we cannot justify spending that much money on one dog. That's a lot of spay, neuters, and emergency vet care for other animals.
Yeah.
So the vet said,
I know.
I'll do it at cost. Sorry, we're all going to cry now.
Animal people tend to be very emotional.
So this little guy has a chance, and he's the sweetest dog. So in a few weeks, the surgery has to be done in two parts. So he'll have his first one. It's a bilateral surgery. So he'll have one side done next week, and after that he'll also have the other side done, and then he will be up for adoption.
And you can let us know about animals up for adoption on this radio show, because we always let people know about animals that are available. So that's a thing that
when he's ready, I'll
we can do in the future.
Yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, definitely keep your ears peeled for this particular. What's that dog's name?
His name is Keller.
Excellent. So once again, the Doggy Styles first annual fashion show and silent auction and fundraiser is on Saturday, October 13th in Dixon, New Mexico. Upcycled fashions and all sorts of good things. For more information, dapsnm.org. You can also write to daps at cybermesa.com.
I know this airs in Santa Fe, and I do listen to it up in Dixon, but we have a lot of folks in Santa Fe who not only support the Santa Fe shelter, but also the Dixon Animal Protection also. So we do have a lot of wonderful city folk who understand what's going on up in the northern part of the state.
Absolutely. Yep, a lot of animal lovers in this town.
Yes.
Judy Pearson Wright and Jeannie Cornelius are with the Dixon Animal Protection Society. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us.